The first rule about Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
I'm talking about Fight Club.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
My name is Katie.
I am Ashley.
I'm Moth.
Yay, Moth is back.
I'm back.
Thank God. Welcome back, Moth.
Don't ever leave us again.
Yeah.
History is hard.
Very. Yeah, don't leave us alone again. Yeah, we are a pod. A podcast pod, and yeah. Seriously, don't do that again. We struggled.
I'm struggling with this drink right now.
It's a strong one.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, Moth, how does it feel to be married?
The same. The exact same.
I said the same thing when I got married.
Nothing has changed other than I feel like more people ask you how married life is.
Yep.
And, well, how's married life?
I feel like everything's good. You know, not too crazy.
I always said the only thing that changed was my last name and a new insurance plan. So
that is very fair. Both of our last names get to change, so that's a little bit exciting.
I liked it. When I saw that on Facebook, I was like, there it is. Yes. Yes.
Making it Facebook official.
Mm-hmm. I loved your dress, too.
Oh, thank you. Black and sparkly.
Beautiful. So yeah, congrats to you and Logan.
Thank you.
I told Colin multiple times that her dress was going to be black and sparkly, and he goes, uh-huh. And then he, like, watched her walk down, and he goes, no. I was like, what about me telling you it's black and sparkly? He's like, yeah, I wasn't listening. I was like, thanks. Love you, too.
I love when brides do that. It's beautiful. Especially like the winter, the snow, and yeah.
Totally. It was so fun, and I loved like the contrast. Though, shout out to you and Colin, Ashley, just because you kept up with my parents the whole night, and that's impressive in itself.
Yeah, I did a really gross shot with your mom. That
I
was
heard
great.
About it. The tomato
soup and
tomato
vodka.
Soup.
And yeah. Vodka.
And vodka. It's terrible.
I think it sounds good. Well, we talked about it in last episode, yeah. But like Bloody Mary? It sounded
inspired.
Inspired. Yes, inspired.
Your mom wanted tequila.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea. In honor of Logan, who yeah. only drinks tequila.
She was like, let's do tequila. And I was like, no. I don't think mine had as much vodka as everyone else's, though. So I was doing great. Me and your mom were champs.
Yep.
Your dad and Colin, not so much.
Totally. poor children.
I also did not fall at your wedding. I almost did because I was very focused on the flower girl.
Mm-hmm. She's cute.
Yeah. Well, they got a picture of her with the, that's what I was watching, and she kept putting the basket on her head.
Yes.
And putting it in her mouth, and I was like, she's gonna choke.
Did you see my pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the cutest one, I think, is the one with her. That's my niece, Maggie, and she literally put the, like, flower basket on her head, like, halfway through the ceremony, and it just stayed there the whole time. And the photographer got, like, a picture
that's
of it. It's
amazing.
Adorable.
She kept putting it, in, like, the whole thing I was watching, and she put it on her head, and then she kept putting it in her mouth.
Like,
and,
the like, handle?
Yeah, and I was, yeah. Like, I'd, like, look over, and she'd be, like, and I was, like, oh, God, she's gonna choke, and then I lost focus on me standing, and I almost tipped over.
Oh, my God.
I was,
don't
like,
lock your knees, Ashley.
That, did they keep telling you that before the ceremony?
They did, yeah.
Yeah. Don't lock your knees, that's how you can faint.
Right. I wasn't going to faint. I was just going to tip over.
Or tip over.
Highest of shoes.
Did you pick your shoes?
I did.
Oh, God.
They made a decision. It was you and Bailey both had the tallest shoes imaginable, and they're, like, literally right next to me. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to be super short this whole time.
I let my bridesmaids choose their shoes, too, but they all were, like, short and comfortable.
Right.
I'm like, that's totally fine. It's the highest ones.
You already know I like my tall boots.
Surprised.
Colin told me I should have worn my platform thigh-high boots, and I was
God.
I was like, you know, I think that would have been acceptable, but I don't know.
So whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. I know. I would have been able to wear them longer.
True.
Those heels were actually really comfortable. It was just like standing for so long was right. When...
Did you take them off, like, halfway through the night?
I took them off right after the ceremony.
That's what I would do, too.
I was sitting on my, like, ankles, and one of her family members comes up to me as Bailey's ripping off her shoes, and I'm sitting on the ground. He goes, "Are you guys okay?"
Now we are.
I couldn't do this during the ceremony. I can sit now. He goes, "Are you going to take him off?" And I was like, "Yes, but I can't right now."
All right. So Ashley, how are you?
I'm good. Going to Danny's events.
Yeah. Fun.
Getting drunk, you know, my usual.
The huge.
Nothing out of the blue. I'm trying to get the manager position at my job right now.
Oh, you still didn't find out yet?
No.
When did you find out?
Early last week.
Oh. Exciting. Really holding on the suspense card.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No kidding.
HR came in last week and I was like, maybe she'll tell me. Nope, nothing. Huh. Just was like, hi, I'm here to count money, and then walked away and I was like.
So every time you see them, you put on this big, huge smile like, hi.
She says I have great communication skills, so I'm doing great. Oh. So much stress.
Let's see.
What have you been up to? We talked about that last episode. You went on an adventure.
Some new stuff. I'm moving.
Yeah.
Only like a couple miles away, so it'll be a quick and easy move.
When do you move?
March 24th.
Okay.
Yeah, is when we can officially start moving in there. So
hopefully it'll not be this outside.
Yeah, I know. Especially at my house like in the middle of the block, so there's everything sinks to the middle of the block in front of our house and forms like a little mini pond of slush and ice and water, and it's just gross. So this, hopefully it's not like that when we move.
Yeah.
I'd rather it be a pond than an ice rink, though.
Yes.
I mean, it could be Lake Chipotle.
The Lake Chipotle in Minnesota. Yes. They drained it, didn't they?
They drained it twice.
This year?
Uh-huh. This year.
Oh, my God.
That's how big it
was. I think it came back, too.
So people who are not from around here, there's a local Chipotle in Minneapolis that I guess every winter around this time forms like a little mini pond. And
do you know it's actually now considered a lake?
Like one of the 10,000 lakes in Minnesota. Officially.
Lake number.
It has a number.
Yeah.
Number one.
I don't want.
10,001.
Yeah. Right. Close. 11,843.
I'm so happy.
I love this.
The only lakefront view along Hennepin Avenue.
People like bring their lawn chairs and like hang out by the lake in front of Chipotle.
Right. It's important. Listen, a staple of Minneapolis culture.
It is.
If you need to know anything about us, that's it.
That about sums it up.
I think it's actually like labeled as a lake. Hold on, I'm watching the. Yep. Yeah. Yep, it is. You can go on Google Maps.
It's basically Chipotle's parking lot in Minneapolis. Just gets filled with water because, you know,
our winters.
Someone
terrible.
Someone jumped in it thinking it was just a tiny little lake.
How deep is it?
Deep enough where he went all the way to the bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
Like up to his like shoulders?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh God.
There's many an interview with a person that I've seen where they're like, yeah, my favorite way to start my morning in Minneapolis in the morning is to walk my dog around Lake Chipotle. It's very scenic route. It's a very relaxing thing to do in the winter.
I love that.
Same.
I didn't like that noise.
The heater made a noise. It did that last time, but it turned out to be okay.
Yeah.
Didn't catch fire yet.
Yeah, well, we won't be using this space we're recording much longer, so.
We'll be fine.
Hopefully. I wanted to give a shout out to our good friend, Dara. She is, like, such a big fan. And she keeps, like, telling me, like, every week at Retalks how much she loves our podcast. And so, yeah. Hi, Dara.
Hi, Dara. We should probably also shout out Jen, because Jen also listens to every episode.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Aww. Jen. My favorite bimbo.
The cuties.
The two of the best.
Yeah, so we appreciate you guys. Thank you. Can you guys leave right at episode 11?
No.
I can't either. Like, we made it this far.
Technically, we should be farther, but we're doing great.
Doing our best.
Right.
Sometimes we get busy.
Yeah. All you can do is your best.
Mm-hmm. And there's three of us, so that's hard to coordinate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Moth just had to get married.
Oh my God. One of these was planned before the other one, I think.
Yeah. So I don't think we really need to define this kink, wrestling fetish. But should we, I guess, anyways?
I mean, I guess we can. I didn't write a definition down because I was
I made one up.
Tell me your made up definition.
Both male and female wrestlers doming their opponent.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Does anybody watch wrestling?
Yeah.
I know you do, Ashley. I
used to do strictly the ladies of WWE.
Okay. WWE divas.
Yeah. That one specifically. And they had
only their matches?
Well, I did specifically their
spin-off shows?
Yeah, spin-off shows and stuff, and their dramas and all of that kind of stuff.
I did the same thing.
Right.
I watch all that, and I would watch WWE every week for a while with Danny, but then I just kind of, it's a lot to keep track of.
Totally.
NXT and just all of it. It's a lot.
Sports are a lot.
Sports.
Yay, sports.
Sports ball.
I like wrestling.
I was going to say that, but there's no ball. Well, there's no balls.
Well, technically. Yeah.
Sports balls.
AEW, if I'm going to watch any wrestling, is my favorite. They're the best.
The what?
AEW. They swear a lot more, and they're just a little bit more obnoxious.
Got it.
I think I've heard of that one. Danny probably watches it.
You went to a match.
I can't keep track of all the wrestling stuff Danny brings me to.
We weren't there together, but we were there.
Where? Where was this?
This was at Target Center.
No, I did not go Danny with that one.
Oh, okay. No. So Danny went.
Right. Danny went with his friend. I did not attend that one. No.
I went with Scott. And then I dragged Colin, Mike Ray, and Nikita with last time.
Okay.
Nikita was like, can I go every time? And I was like, sure.
I've been to one at Target Center once, but we were in the nosebleeds. And that's...
We got really good seats the last round.
Right. That's just basically watching a TV screen the whole time.
With the worst view.
Last round, we got really good seats. And then... some guy kept, I don't know what's with people and leaving their children with me.
You look trustworthy.
Apparently. But some guy, he was like, yeah.
The wrong decision.
He looked at his little brother and goes, hey, I'm going to go away for a minute. I'll be right back. And I'm sitting there next to this kid. And he's just asking me a bunch of questions. And I was like, who are you?
You've already babysit a bunch of drunk people, which are basically children. So. Yeah.
Well, and you actually like children, so I have no doubt that you probably said something initially that was
depends on the children.
Oh, right. How dare you be so friendly?
I told him I was going to steal him, and the kid was like, okay. I was like, well, that's not good.
Well,
you're like, oh, no,
if I was
consequences to my own actions.
If I was a toddler and this awesome-looking, colorful-haired lady, said they would take me,
in my slutty wrestling outfits, because I don't dress. Very appropriate at wrestling shows.
Well, parents might not like you, but the kids probably do.
If you're
dads.
Yeah, the dads like me.
Right.
Have you tried your drink yet?
No, I'm scared of it.
I was going to say, let's go for a cocktail pairing.
I'll try it.
So,
I'm ready for you just to spit it out.
What do you think?
Oh.
No?
That's so bad.
Is it strong or is it the coffee thing?
Both.
All of the above?
Actually, I don't taste any alcohol. It's just coffee.
Oh, I get the burn of the vodka afterwards.
Yeah. See, I'm used to that. I'm okay with vodka any day of the week. This is coffee.
So our cocktail pairing is a martini drink called The Undertaker.
It's basically an espresso martini.
Yeah, but made with vanilla vodka, Kahlua. Yeah, I think vanilla vodka is the only difference than a regular espresso martini. But, I mean... It's good.
The cream of cacao shit.
Cream de what?
Cream de cacao? Cacao?
One of these days we'll get it right to say carousel cacao.
The chocolate liqueur.
Wait, how is it actually said? Do you know?
Which one?
The
carousel?
Wait, they're different.
They're different.
I didn't know we were talking about the same thing.
No, they are different.
Okay.
The blue carousel. And then this one is cream de cacao. There we go.
Oh.
Sure, that.
Yep. It's all alcohol.
Right.
The whole cup is just alcohol with coffee.
This was a very strong drink recipe. This is definitely a Katie drink.
3 ounces of vodka just alone.
Yeah, so...
To one drink.
Yeah.
And then it's just a bunch of other liquor on top of it.
So Moth and Ashley are splitting one. I'm having my own.
I like espresso martinis, but this isn't my favorite.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. a little vanilla twist is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
So we don't have a snack pairing per se, but all I can think of is like,
isn't there like a wrestling snack?
I don't know.
WWE.
I kind of Googled it and I was like, do we just talk about protein drinks and protein bars? Which I really don't know anything about, but I don't know.
They have that pizza one that sounds good.
What?
What do you mean?
A pizza? The protein? Wrestling? The protein pizzas.
I don't know what that means.
What?
It's like Quest protein pizzas.
Yeah, I learned about the Quest brand stuff when I was doing keto.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have like the low carb
crust
for pizza and
terrible.
It's not
Shop
the same.
Wrestling snacks. Thanks.
They make chips too, the Quest chips.
Yep.
I mean, you're great. Quest, sponsor us. We love you.
Right. I feel like then you go down the
sport beans. Quick energy for sports performance jelly beans.
See, they're going really far with this.
Right, I just feel like you don't go down like the keto pipeline once you get into protein.
Right.
I mean, I'm just a cheese fiend. If we're going to talk protein at the end of the day, I feel like we're just going to go into like protein-based cheeses.
Yeah.
I personally have a string cheese thing.
I love string cheese.
I cannot have string cheese in my house. Colin will eat the whole thing in 1 hour.
Oh, God.
Oh, here. Quick, easy WWE snacks.
Or Ashley's presence of his digestion.
WWE sweet and salty snack mix.
Wait, it's like WWE?
No, it's not. It's literally just someone made a snack.
Oh.
It's a party snack. It's popcorn. It's John Cena snack mix. They
so
took.
You can't see it. So
yes.
Is it not actually there?
Yeah.
It's our snack mix. Is it the John Cena snack
mix?
We
have a John Cena snack mix today.
Can't even see it.
They took the, what are these? Cheez-Its that have like the letters on them and wrote WWE and Cena and then put it in popcorn.
Oh, cute.
That's all it is.
Well, one time we had a WrestleMania viewing party at our house and I made a wrestling snack stadium.
Oh.
I should share a picture of that, actually. I will.
You're so wholesome.
So domestic.
I think I was there for that.
Were you? I can't remember. We did it a few times. But, like, I actually made, like, a WWE wrestling ring in the middle out of, like, a square dish dip with, like, even ropes made out of pretzels and licorice. And, like...
I wish I had that kind of energy.
I'll post a picture of it.
She's crazy.
Housewifey things,
right,
okay?
That's super adorable. Like, I wish I could do that. I wish I was either A, creative enough, or B, had, like, the mental capacity of which would allow me to do that.
I should have started, like, a housewifey blog when I was younger.
You still can.
Yeah, it's not too late.
No, I'm getting too old. I'm getting lazy.
I'm already
Time has passed. I'm over it. Our centerpiece. Well, I don't know.
My belt?
Yeah, the belt. We have a WWE belt.
I looked real hot in it, along with Colin singlet.
Yeah, go take a look of it on our social media.
It's so good.
Totally hot.
So
brave in the winter weather with that thing.
I've done worse. I go to raves.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like,
not anything too different. Fine.
Can't wear a jacket, it'll ruin my outfit.
I don't want to carry it, and I don't want to go stand in that line.
No, leave it in the car.
Oh, yeah,
my early 20s.
My car that's my house.
Yeah,
2 blocks away.
Right, that's so nice.
All right, fun facts. Okay, so I did find a dating site.
Which one?
Yeah, well, this is the first one I came across, WrestlingFetishClub.com.
Nah, I have that one down there.
Yeah, which is, I think it's pretty obvious what that is. It's a dating site for wrestlers. Yeah. Ashley, you found more?
There's probably like 30 different.
Oh, I stopped at the one. I'm like, all right, got it.
I talk about them in my common practices, so...
Okay, we'll wait on all the rest of them then.
I only talk about one because it's like the one that had the most information for me, but...
Yeah. All right. But there are dating sites. So people pay $100 to $300 an hour for PG wrestling. Ashley, I'm sure you go over that. Do you?
Kind of.
Okay. There are 1,096 stores on clipsforsale.com with just over 200,000 clips for Wrestling Fetish. Oh. And there are 214 people with it tagged on a profile on FetLife.
I never even thought to look at that on FetLife.
I never think to look at the places you two look. So we all just kind of cover all angles.
Right, all the bases.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know, my computer just yelled at me for it, but that's okay. Sure.
All right, so I'm really excited because it's time for history, and Ashley and I don't have to do it. Take it away, Moth.
I'm just going to say I did my best.
You do better than we do, so your best is
we brought up movies.
Yeah, movies are great.
Bimbo movies.
And I tried not to, go into, anything that would go into other areas, because there was, some psychology things that I could have, sprinkled in that had dates. So I have, a little bit, but I tried to get, again, a little bit of everything.
Well, I'm going to say, if you have stuff with dates, I don't have stuff with dates.
Okay.
So go for it.
Okay.
If you have it written down, if not, whatever.
I have some stuff.
Okay.
I have some things. But I also just want to, throw out there, this is such a funny, and not even funny, but, weird fetish in the fact that, there's so many different things that this, cross sections with, that I feel like there were so many different, other fetishes or, things, sexual arousal things, that, I found a lot of times when I was researching or trying to find history on, these things also came up a lot. So just to, throw those out there. One of them is thenolagnia, which is pleasure derived from displaying strength or, muscles. Uh-huh. So that's, displays of being strong.
Right? Bodybuilding
kind
of thing. Uh-huh.
And it's, being, aroused by any sort of display of that strength. And then there's cradolagnia, which is arousal just from strength. And that's, an act of strength. So that's flexing your muscles. That's doing other sorts of things to show off your muscles in certain ways.
So more than just lifting weights,
so it is
in any sort of way.
It is lifting weights, uh-huh. But instead of just having them, it's doing stuff to show them off more, if that makes sense.
Like Chad's in the gym.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally, yeah. 100%. And then there was one more that I felt kind of fit to, which is agonophilia. And that is the arousal from fighting or combat sports. So especially I feel that ties into the fact that in around 1900 BCE, wrestling was one of the oldest forms of combat and had cave drawings that dated back to that timeline.
I bet there's a lot of wrestling back then.
Right.
Yeah.
And so there was just a lot of things like that where I was okay, yeah, that can be a combat sport. That definitely makes sense.
Yeah.
So all of those things are definitely things that were maybe found a little bit later in time. But I felt it was interesting that they all kind of played into it.
I also saw a lot of it getting into the BDSM in general, bondage type. I kind of kept that out of my notes, but just because I feel like that's a whole different spectrum can cover.
And yeah.
That's the thing is I feel like there's so many things where I was okay, well, how do I bring it back to wrestling? And where do I have that sort of thing? So it was very interesting. You're right. Where I feel like this kind of intersects with a lot of different other communities. Going into the 1800s, I feel like European strongman shows were a big thing. And so those were circus acts or just competitions in general, showing off how strong they are and how, look at me lift this big thing.
I just picture the classic carnival bodybuilder dude and the little singlet, and he's usually bald.
Oh, the little singlet?
Yes.
Totally.
There's usually cartoon characters of him, you know.
Right. And I feel like that was just, the beginning of people marveling at, people's bodies and, especially this overexertion of, muscles and, that sort of thing.
Right.
Then I feel like the big jump happens, and so then I jumped all the way to, the 1970s, because I feel like also a lot of this, though not exclusively, was, female, wrestlers and bodybuilders mm-hmm. is primarily that, and from what I found.
Right.
So in 1970 was in the 1970s was the first female bodybuilding competitions actually started happening. In 1980, the first female wrestlers came to the International Wrestling Federation, which I thought was cool as well. Then in 1984, this was seemingly the first academic paper that mentioned wrestling fetishes by Dr. Joseph Slade in the Journal of Communication. Slade examined the history of violence in hardcore pornographic film. And Slade said that men punish a woman for teasing or flirting or masturbating or copulating with another man or woman. Women may spank other women as a bow to the woman wrestling fetish or humiliate men, taunting their impotence or ordering them into performing acts of submission.
My favorite thing to do.
Like, oh, they're being really mean to me. Then they just have a crush on you.
Right. Totally. 100%. And don't get me wrong. This is like, this paper came out in like 1984. Yeah. So it's a long time ago. But yeah, it was like the first mention of like any sort of fetishizing of wrestling in general, which I thought was cool. And then I will say, I don't know if you guys have seen the documentary with Sally McNeil on Netflix, but she talked openly about how, so she was a wrestler, or she's a female bodybuilder, and primarily was at the very beginning of like female bodybuilding in like the States and kind of like as it was developing. So her documentary is called Killer Sally on Netflix.
Yeah. Danny watched it.
Yeah.
I was kind of, this is before we decided to do this episode. And so like,
yeah,
I was just kind of on my phone, like doing stuff and not really paying attention. So I kind of just caught clips of it.
Totally.
But yes.
No, but I will say the cool thing. So she talked about it specifically in like the 90s about how she used to get paid by quote unquote schmoes, which are just like big wrestling fanatics. And to wrestle her, to like wrestle her, get them in like headlocks. And depending, she got paid, I think like $50 an hour for this.
Yeah.
To like shoot commercials for people or like do like random other things. And they'd be able to take these, like take videos and like take it home and do all of this like funny promotional things that kind of looks kind of cheesy on my end. But it's also cool to know that like that existed even as early as that. So I can only imagine that it went back even farther.
Well, and like, didn't she get people like fly her out from like all over to do this
stuff?
Like, oh yeah, I'll pay for your plane ticket and everything. Play for like your lodging. Totally. Yeah. Like, to wrestle me.
Right. She was like, especially during like her peak, I feel like there was a lot of stuff like that happening where like, I mean, yeah, even just people would come to her from like all over to be able to do that. And she's like, yeah, I made good money doing it. So why not?
Why not?
You're doing what you love. You're like wrestling. Like, yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And then jumping a little bit more again, in 2010, a book called A Roaring Girl, An Interview with the Thinking Man's Hooker, takes a look at quote-unquote, like, muscle girls. And the interviewee was actually asked about whether many of her clients fantasize about female bodybuilders. And the interviewee noted that female bodybuilders call their groupies schmoes. A lot of schmoes pay, most of them were into wrestling. You know, the, they said China syndrome, like, C-H-Y-N-A, and the fantasy of being body slammed by a muscular woman, but a lot of them were just into body and muscle worship. And so I feel like that, again, just, like, throws out how...
Another crossover.
Right. Yeah. There's so many crossovers. And, like, I feel like even going into, like, muscle worship and how a lot of that is just physical contact.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of plays into, like, this whole wrestling dynamic and, like, arousal from touching and stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of subcategories or...
No, I know. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, I think the most interesting thing about all of this is that there's just so many subsects that I feel like I found in, like, especially the early beginnings of all of this.
Right.
That, like, start to meld together.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what I have for history.
Awesome. Good job.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
I'm just happy to have you back.
We wouldn't have found any of that.
Nope. We would have been back to, like, movies.
So this wrestling movie came out once.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the AEW stars.
All right. I guess we'll move on to psychology. So for pro wrestling, I know it's not specifically, like, this kink, but most people that are into this fetish also watch wrestling and WWE and all
that stuff. What? I would have no idea.
You think? So people like the sport because it contains all aspects of almost every other entertainment medium. There's action, drama, humor, infidelity, love stories, betrayal, overcoming adversity, facing tough obstacles, pain, both mental and physical, joy, happiness, and family issues are just some of the aspects of pro wrestling that make it entertaining. Yeah, it's definitely like an entire soap opera.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And that's why I think why I got into it, because at first it was like Danny's watching. I'm like, oh, it's just another sport. But and then I just like,
there's a lot of drama.
And I'm like, wait a minute. And I love drama. And so I'm like, I like this. Got me like yelling at the TV so many times. Yeah, that's part of why people like it so much. So moving on to more so psychology with this kink. So when it comes to appearances, most men don't find a muscular woman to be attractive. Yet there are a good amount of men who find like literally every other body type of woman to be attractive. So it's like this one, it's not very common. Like the more muscular, like they kind of look at it as like it's too much.
Looking manly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, so they feel like it takes away from their own masculinity, basically. Mm-hmm.
Not the men that like to be dominated by big burly women.
Exactly.
I was gonna say, I feel like not me. Like muscular women, please.
You like them?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god, they're so hot. Like, I mean, yeah. There's just something I think about anyone being able to like throw you around. That's like, yes.
Yeah, you. That's it. Exactly. Like, if you can lift me up and like, yes. So with coming to that, then we have to relook at the word like quote unquote in shape. And what that means in the mind of men when it comes to women. So adding lots of muscles to these women, like these women do, is seen as like freakish to them instead of being like in really good shape, which is weird because like you think if I saw a really muscular woman, I'm like, she's in really good shape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But to like men, I read typically they're like, no, it's just weird. Like to them being in really good shape means like kind of like a typically smaller toned woman.
Right.
You know, but like, I mean, yeah, they're in good shape too, but if the more muscles, like it's for a guy, if you see a guy with a ton of muscles, you're like, he's in really good shape. Totally. But that's not the same mindset.
Or to a men. Psychopath.
Too many steroids.
Right. Not the same societal standards.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Obviously this play is submissive and humiliation play for the opponent wanting to be dominated. But in particular, so in a world where men are told to be strong and muscular and like buff and they have to win every fight and stuff, I feel like they want to be like humiliated and like when they lose to a woman. So they want to feel vulnerable and defeated and knocked down a notch or two, basically. And typically they're saying that like it's men who are, and I quote, like secretly sensitive, mm-hmm. but they're not allowed to show it. Mm-hmm. To society, because I have to be a man, you know.
That's like the second time. I just keep hitting my hands.
Keep hitting your hands on stuff?
Yeah, this time it was my mic. So sorry, guys.
You even have a mic that's, like, out of the way. Like,
we tried to make it as far away as possible to still pick it up, but...
Try to make it as easy as we could.
My dick length?
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, it's men that, like... They secretly crave to, like, be able to express these feelings of, like, being knocked down a notch or two by a woman. And so they're into this kink, and which I think it's good. Like, it's dangerous to hold all those, like, quote-unquote sensitive emotions right. in on side and, like, being told they have to be a man all the time. And, you know, so I'm glad that they're at least, like, exploring it for themselves instead of bottling all that up. That's not healthy. Don't do that, please. No.
Talk about your feelings.
It's okay to cry. But on that note, I did want to say, like, while watching videos, how happy all these guys looked while they were being, right. like, dominated oh, yeah. by these women. Like, they all had huge smiles on their faces and, like, just kind of, like, laughing and just having a good time. Like, they weren't, well, they were struggling, but they all looked super happy. Like, they were all smiling, the most of that I've seen. Like, I don't know. It was a good thing to see. Well, I'm sure being handled by a beautiful, strong woman helps, but yeah. So that's kind of deep in the mind of, like, psychology for this.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can get into common practices. So I went into a lot of, like, the meeting other people that like to wrestle and, like, all of the websites and everything. Because mainly for common practices, that's what I found is, like, the dating sites and all of the...
Actually doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't watch all of the porns for it. I'm so sorry, guys. No? I just, there's so many.
Not 200,000 clips. That's just on one site.
Yeah. So meatfighters.com. It's a gateway to underground community of fetish wrestling where men set up real life fights in living room hotels and makeshift rings across the world.
Fight Club.
Fight Club. Apparently, some of them, it takes them years of flirting online to actually have, like, their fights.
What?
Yeah, they sit there. It's basically just trash talking and flirting.
So they bring the drama just online, like...
Yeah.
Right. And they still just sit there, soap opera style, but
sit
online.
There and trash talk. There is a core group of people that actually go out. One guy I was actually reading, he now uses this in his, his trash talking, he broke someone's arm while fighting him, so he had to bring him to the hospital. So that might be why it takes years, because, you know, you got to get comfortable with these people.
Well, after somebody told me they broke somebody's arm, I'm not going to be comfortable meeting up with them to do this kink.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's part of the appeal, is that someone's strong enough to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think that.
It would scare me, but you're right. Probably not.
I also don't think it was like, I think it was just like how he landed or something. I mean, you land wrong.
Right.
Right. We're surprisingly fragile beings. Yeah.
That man might have had glass bones. You don't know his existence.
He has a wrestling game and glass bones. What harder life could you live?
I know people, like, when I was kids, like, they were very careful they're very careful all the time, and, like, they would break so many bones. And, like, me, I was, like, a reckless, like, kid.
Still
never
am.
Broken a bone. Like,
still am very reckless. Nothing strong.
Knock on wood. But, yeah.
Me and my high-ass boots running around through ice.
Oh, my God.
I'll be fine.
I haven't broken an ankle yet.
Knock on wood.
So then I got into, like, the girls that do it for a living mm-hmm. and get paid for it. So I went to their site, and it was a London mixed session room. There's, like, I think, how many girls are on there? 9, I think.
So it's like a studio place where mm-hmm. they all...
And they wrestle.
Yeah.
Cool.
For a living. That's all they do, is they get paid to wrestle men and dominate them. I'm trying to find out where I was. I'm so good at this. So one of, like, I read one page or, like, a article, and it was talking about how, like, most men just do it because it also brings closeness to the women and or man that you're wrestling. It's a release from their day-to-day lives. And they feel the raw power women possesses, dispelling the myth that they're the weaker sex. I also find a reality kink show.
What?
For wrestling specifically?
For wrestling in particular. I did not watch it.
Where did you find this?
I need to watch it.
It's called
reality TV.
I thought it was a video game. Because it was on Fandom. So, and that's usually, I mean, it's a lot of different things, but I was like, this is like a weird one to be on Fandom if it's a TV show. So it's Ultimate Surrender. It's a U.S. show. Professional wrestling reality series created by the erotic film production company called Kink. It is... 100% competitive, non-scripted, erotic wrestling. It's on U.S. My brain did not...
USA?
No, U.S., like, the TV site? Or, like, the TV?
Like, the streaming service?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm assuming? Because it keeps saying, that's Ultimate Surrender. Duh.
What's it?
It's called Ultimate Surrender.
Okay, I'm gonna write it down.
Never mind. They were just abbreviating it.
Definitely.
It has a unique. Yes. unique set of rules, which determines winner and loser by scoring system. The scoring system refers to control points, shame points, and style points. Matches are scheduled for 3 round and 1 sex round.
Wait, actual sex?
Yep, actual sex.
Goddamn.
Round one is 8 minutes arm wrestling contest in the middle of a mat. Winner gets 5 toughness points. Wrestler break and begin. Wrestler form in neutral position on their knees. Round two, 8 minutes. Ball draw before the round starts to determine who's up in the position. Round three. Go away. Round three, wrestler. I apparently added a lot of extra letters. Who start in the position, in up position for round two, will start in the down position for round three. All nude. If the wrestlers do not get each other's clothes off before this round, points removing articles are like, if you didn't remove the clothing, that point is lost. You.
So they deduct points during that round.
Yeah.
If you don't get the clothes off.
Right.
Yep. Or article of clothing, like 1 point.
And then the prize round, 5 to 10 minutes. So winner performs sex on loser and or decides how that round will play out. Winner is encouraged to dominate and humiliate the loser.
Vibes.
So they're all wrestlers or some wrestlers and the other subs?
All wrestlers.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool. I feel like that makes it more interesting too. Like they actually like know what they're doing.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, it says, erotic film actresses and models. So never mind, I lied to you.
Got it.
Can you imagine, like...
So it's not scripted, they said?
Not scripted whatsoever.
Wild.
Could you imagine, like, trying out for the show as, like, one of the subs, like, living the dream? Like...
Right.
Yeah, I 100% thought this was a game. Here, let's see. You can find it. It's free in big, bold letters.
Good.
Where?
XNXX.
What's that?
It's also on Pornhub.
Oh. Well, there we go.
Perfect.
Oh, I've heard of that. Okay.
Well, I've heard of Pornhub.
The hub.
Google won't even show me the pictures. Google's like, no. Red Tube, Spank Bank.
Yeah. So they have like their own channel and all these.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nude Vista everywhere. Here. We'll look at IMDb.
It's on IMDb.
So you know it's official.
Right.
Even I just want to know how many episodes they have of it. It's apparently lesbian strap-on wrestling and hardcore sex. Awesome. 5 seasons.
Oh, these are all females?
Yeah. Oh, 197 episodes.
I feel like that makes it so much more interesting.
Yes, absolutely. Wow.
I was gonna say
I want to read some of the names for the things.
Go for it.
The Dragon.
What are these
are the titles. Names, the titles.
Like episodes.
Okay, yeah.
The Dragon versus Vendetta, The Pirate versus Trooper, Ninja versus Paris, The Pirate versus Goddess.
I love this.
They're all so good. So good. So many episodes.
Those are all their wrestler names then?
Yeah. Those are their names.
Amazing. Oh my god. I love that. What would your guys' wrestler names be?
I think I would just go with Scene Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
Mine would be Ring Pop.
That's a given.
Yep. That was my rave name.
I don't have any cool attributes.
It's one you have to think about.
Right. I have no idea. Get back to me later.
Okay.
That was a lot of like what I got for common practices. Because, I mean, it's just like a lot of what I found also was just mainly like lesbian and gay. I didn't really find a lot of women on men besides like the London mixed session.
Right.
That's where I found a lot of like girls dominating men and
right, more heterosexual stuff.
And then on FetLife I saw some guy being like, I know I'm stronger than you, but I just want you to put me in a headlock. Like,
no, I saw that a lot. I felt like when I was looking through history and stuff where I did see a lot of like gay men who are like, yeah, this is like also for us. I didn't particularly find a lot of lesbian things, to be honest, so it's cool that there's a whole...
I found it like on the dating site I came across, like I thought it was an all lesbian site because there were so many on there.
Yeah,
totally.
Mm-hmm. And I had like when I clicked on like second, third pages when the men started showing up, I'm like, oh, it's everyone.
You're everyone. Like, I like the lesbians. Men.
I feel like lesbians will go for a buff woman 9 times out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
And then move into with them and a week later.
Yep.
My favorite attribute. Living with my partner before we started dating.
You guys did do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We were roommates first.
Nice.
So we get to skip that whole
thing. But they've also known each other since they were 13.
Yeah.
13 or 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Danny and I started dating, and then I moved in fairly quickly. Only like a month?
3 months. I'm not much better.
Whatever. Yeah.
I was sick of driving out to Minneapolis. I lived in Stillwater.
Yeah. I get that.
We lived in a 350 square foot unit apartment together. It was horrible. Still don't recommend
how
it.
You did that. I'm glad you live there now with him, because every time before you guys got together, we'd like after party at his place.
And you would clean?
Yes. I'd like be trying to have a good time and like party, and I'm just was so annoyed. I just would be cleaning, and Colin would be like, thanks, Katie. I'm like, fuck you.
Your house is so gross.
I can't even party and have fun. I have to clean this place.
Oh my God. I can only imagine.
I just cleaned everything except for my makeup desk.
Yeah.
And then I made Colin clean like the kitchen counter.
Shout out to getting him to do any.
Right?
I told him if he wanted people over, aka Jen invited herself over.
Right.
And I said you had to clean the kitchen before Jen got there. And then we have Chris, who also nervous cleans when he's there, and he'll like pick up cans and be like, no.
Oh my God.
So it's really nice. We have friends that nervous clean.
It's a group effort. And then when I went out to brunch with Colin and Danny over the weekend, like they were talking about the podcast and they're like, yeah, we don't listen to it. I'm like, I know you don't, because we talk shit about you guys all the time. You would know.
Well, Danny kind of listens. He helps edit it, doesn't he?
No, now that we've gotten better, he doesn't really. Because I listen to it and just make timestamp notes.
Yeah.
So he just listens to like a minute here and there. Mm-hmm. So.
God damn it, Danny. Well, we have Jen and Dara. Yes. We don't need them.
Don't need them. So we can talk all the trash we want about them. So I did.
Did you make your wrestler?
Wait, we're not there yet.
Oh, God.
I still am going to go over safety tips.
Oh, that's fine. You can go over safety tips.
Yeah, so I figured that was important for this. All right, so safety. Keep a well-stocked first aid kit in your gym. If you see anything odd.
Don't be Cowboy Jacks.
Yes, don't be like that.
Last weekend.
What happened now?
Cowboy Jacks, we are like drinking out of your cups here too.
Yeah.
I know they never sponsor us, but...
So one of their barbacks cut open his finger, let it sit there and run under the water, and he's just like... And I'm like, are you okay? And he goes, And he just blood down his arm. And I was like,
oh my God.
What did you do? He goes, I don't know, something cut me in the cooler. Apparently a beer bottle broke.
That's so
snapped in half. And he stabbed it, and then his dumbass peeled the skin off of it. TMI, so sorry, guys. Then I usually have a first aid kit in my purse, and I changed purses back, so I didn't have my first aid kit, and Cowboy Jacks had only the tiniest little Band-Aids.
Of course. I'm so glad I did not see this.
So we put a wet paper towel on it, and then another paper towel, and then duct taped it and sent him home. I didn't send him home. I didn't do anything.
Doctor?
No, he's a man. They don't do that.
Oh, my God.
Legally, though, like for his job, don't they have to write a report? And like,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if he goes to the doctor.
No,
I mean,
sometimes they make you. I cut my finger really bad once.
It wasn't that bad. It was just more so that he like.
It sounded like it was bad. Mine wasn't that bad either, but they still forced me to go to the doctor and file out a report for them and everything.
I've never cut myself that bad. I burnt myself real bad and they just sent me home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you worked at the finest establishments.
The fajita plate slipped off the plate.
Mine was Subway.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Sliced my finger while cutting open somebody's sandwich, and the bread got soaked in blood. And
yum.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Great.
Super hot.
Yep. Yummy.
What were we talking about?
Safety. All right. So
have a first aid kit.
Yeah. Okay. So next bullet point here. If you see anything odd on your... like wrestling partner's body, ask about it.
It might be ringworm.
Yeah, like ask your partner to cover anything potentially infectious. Don't wear jewelry or anything else that can cause cuts or harbor microorganisms during practice. Clean your mats, including disinfectant on anything that might have come from a person.
Right.
That's how you get ringworm.
It is.
Uh-huh. Shower before and after practice.
Wear a human condom.
Just your entire body. Right,
yep. It's a latex suit.
That sounds sweaty. That sounds worse.
Very sweaty. Gimp suit.
Lunars, you hear that?
All for you, baby boys. I know how much you love me. Hey, only the men contact me.
It's true.
They're the creepy ones.
The FDA says that regular soap works just as well as antibacterial soap.
Nice.
Just please bathe.
Just bathe. Please.
I'm not going to wrestle you if you're stinky.
Unless, that. Maybe that's somebody's kink. Yeah.
That is a thing.
Stop it.
Not good for your pot. Shaving should not be done right before an event. You can get micro cuts on your skin and it is a staph friendly sponge.
That's why you don't shave before getting a pedicure.
Do you know how many times I've done that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can get the bacteria enters your micro abrasions that much easier, and it's easier to get staph infections.
Yep. I never shave my legs anyways.
Same.
Like once a year.
Right.
But I've been shaving it since I was like 12. And so now like they look like they're shaved, but it's like hardly any hair.
It's been
anymore.
Like 2 weeks and they're not that bad. My legs don't really grow hair.
Mine don't grow much hair anymore either. They did when I was like a
teenager. After getting waxed, my cooter doesn't grow hair anymore either.
Yeah, it's like the same. Yeah.
Thanks to the lady that definitely sucked that one up.
So you're nice and warm every winter. I'm
thick and warm and
fuzzy.
Yeah.
Their mom was like, are you going to shave your legs for the wedding? No. Right. It's cold.
They're covered.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't shave mine for mine either. No. All right, let's see.
I'm never getting married. It's okay.
We know that. If your sparring partner has any open sores or strange visible red spots, do not think it's rude to ask them. Kind of already said that, but don't be scared to.
Just ask questions.
Yes. Right. Like your partner, they might not even know that it's there. So if you see it and they haven't seen it.
Yeah. We have to do that with hair.
Totally.
If I see a spot that looks kind of suspicious, I'm going to tell you.
Right.
If you have a mysterious mark and are rolling anyway, please do not cover the spot with clothing or a bandage that won't slip off with sweat. And then seek a medical diagnosis treatment.
Yeah, I agree.
Gym bags are an often overlooked home for ringworm. Mm-hmm. People shower, clean their mats, clean their gym clothes, but neglect their bags. Clean your gym bags.
Don't be gross.
Now a little bit about ringworm. Once you get ringworm, and if you grapple enough, you probably will. Clean everything you come in contact with. Wash bed sheets, towels, etc. Wipe down everything.
It's super easy to get rid of. You literally just need, like, basically athlete's foot medication.
Clean everything. Yeah.
Also clean everything. But
that too.
It's...
Do you reinfect yourself probably? Like, that's why you have to be so careful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strep throat thing, too. To throw away all your toothbrushes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's true. We're getting sick for anything. Right. Yeah. Toothbrushes and, yeah. Fennel works great and is used in many medical and biotech labs, but it tends to leave a residue which can be painful as hell and cuts or if it gets in your eyes. So if you use it, wash the mats with soap and water afterwards. But fennel kills pretty much anything. So the next thing is like safety tips if you're larger than your opponent. So
don't break their arms.
Yeah, like it got into like a lot of wrestling terms that I don't know what they meant, like mat points and I don't know.
Should we call Colin and ask him all these questions?
I mean, yeah, like, I don't know what any of this meant, so I just kind of boiled it down to, like, physics and, don't crush your partner. Don't kill them.
Right.
So.
Be aware.
Yeah, be careful. Mm-hmm. That's it for safety.
Nice.
Guess we can move on to after talk.
Oh, I figured out my name.
What is it?
I think, listen, hear me out. It's going to be Killer Boo. So
Killer
like,
Boo.
Yes, okay, because...
Not Killer Bee, like everything else is?
No.
That's why that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
All of the other...
Alternatively, Bumble Boo. Because it could be spooky. Like, it's cute, but spooky.
And Killer Boo.
Yeah.
I like it.
And so you have the option...
Also slightly like King Boo.
Your little logo can be like a killer bumblebee.
I mean, right. It could be like something spooky, though. Like, it could be a white and black bumblebee. It could be adorable but emo, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I like it.
Same.
Right.
I liked what you had to think about ours, Ashley, and I was just like, it's our screen names for everything else. And you're just like, no, I want a twist to it.
Doing my best.
I like it. All right, so that's that. Should we go on to, like, wrapping it up with some after talk?
Are you so proud of yourself?
Because I said wrap it up. Get it? Use a condom, everyone.
Or don't. I'm not your mom.
I haven't done puns in so long. I know you two are happy.
I've been so deprived.
All right. I guess the first thing I'll talk about is, like, TLC. Love TLC. On their show, Strange Sex.
Yeah.
They had an episode. Oh, yeah. They had an episode on it that featured a beautiful woman named Michelle. And her husband said they have... She's a bodybuilder and does competitions and stuff. And her husband obviously loves it. And she said they have sex 1 to 2 times a day, and each session lasts at least 1 hour long.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I cannot.
Uh-huh. And she was like, imagine the things I can do in the bedroom outside of the ring. And she's absolutely right. Like, if you're that strong, like, you're not going to get tired or sore easily. Like, you can go on top for a long time.
My knees are giving out.
Right?
Right.
My thigh muscles hurt just thinking about it. Like, oh, my God. I bet they do have a great sex life. Good for them.
Proud of you.
Yeah. Jealous. No, I have a great sex life. I mean, like, being on top for, like, an hour long straight sounds... I'm jealous of that.
I'm not.
Nope.
I mean, well, she can do it, though. It doesn't bother her.
Having sex for an hour sounds really tiring.
I'm like,
I've done it.
Yeah, wait, fucked up.
Wait. But straight penetrative sex for an hour, it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
But, like, the
foreplay... Your pussy's gonna get real dry.
Right. Of, like, this and that.
Yeah.
Your pussy's gonna be bleeding after that for an hour.
Oh my god.
I didn't say it was just straight.
I'm just saying.
Man, for an hour.
Being on, you said being on top for an hour.
Okay, yeah, yes. That?
That is a lot of pee pee in the vagina.
Ew. Not the lid for your pot, Ashley.
Not the lid for my pot.
Front to back, not back to front.
Be safe doing that. Clean.
Oh my god.
Wash your butthole.
Wrap it up. Anyways. So have you guys ever watched or heard of the show Glow?
Yes.
No. Okay. So Glow is a gorgeous ladies of wrestling. It's founded in 1986 in Hollywood. This is a real thing that they turn into a TV show on Netflix. So it was founded in 1986 in Hollywood, and they performed in Vegas. So it's not fetish related, but it's just ladies wrestling, and it was popular in the 80s. And
yeah,
recently, a few years ago, they made a TV show about it.
21, I think?
Yeah, not too long ago. It's on Netflix. You should watch it. It's really good.
I don't want the news. Go away.
Why do you have so many things pop up on your tablet?
It's a weird website she goes on.
No, yeah, I clicked on...
And they're like, this might be an insecure website. And you're like, whatever.
Singles in my area.
Now you're paying for it.
This is not it. This is... Or maybe this is it.
I always click on those websites. Like, if it's a game I want to explore for this, like, doing research, it's like, you shouldn't. I'm like, my fingers, twitching. I'm like, I'm gonna click.
No, I clicked, like, my top bar has Gmail, YouTube, Maps, News, and...
Oh, you clicked one.
Quick and Easy. I don't know what that one is. But 2017 is where it came up.
That's you, Ash.
Quick and Easy. Honey, I'm Home. Oh, it's the wrestling snacks, I apparently say it.
Very good.
I don't know how I saved it, nor do I know how to delete it.
It's too late now.
It's stuck there forever.
Yep.
If I ever need wrestling snacks...
Just got build it. A snack stadium.
I'm not doing that.
I'll do for you. I wish I would have done it for this.
Wait, but can you? Yeah, next time.
You can make it whatever you want. Like, whatever. No, you have, like, boxes around the ring. And I filled it with, like, chicken wings, chips, pretzels, like, popcorn.
Can you make one just every week for us?
No, I don't know. Snack stadium?
I mean, it doesn't need to be a stadium, but just some sort of, like, snack sculpture, if you will.
What's a sex sculpture?
Yeah,
like, you say you don't have time for your
That is beyond my abilities, my domestic abilities.
You said I've you don't have time tried. For your like blog, so if you could have time for this instead, because if I'll you just could
mash the two together and
right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start getting creative.
Or maybe snacks. Like a snack charcuterie board is a version of whatever has to be on theme.
I like that idea too. But I learned my friend who is super, he's a super foodie, like he went to culinary school and everything. And I got called out. He calls everybody out who does this. It's not a charcuterie board unless there's meat and cheese on it. I get what you're saying. There can be anything or whatever, but then it's called a platter. Like a cookie platter.
I'm just going to call it a shark coochie board then.
That's right, yes. That's all of the above are just a shark coochie board.
I'm saying a version of it.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was.
Oh, he gets specific and he's like, no.
Okay, then ours are shark coochie boards.
My shark coochie boards sounds a little pretentious.
So it's just I'm going to
stick with my shark coochie board.
There we go. All right, so I'll make a themed shark coochie board.
Like,
I can't promise you a sculpture, Mom. Listen, I can't even
not an actual sculpture. I'm just saying.
All I can think of is like at the Minnesota State Fair, like the butter sculpture. Oh my God. What do you want me to do?
Can you make us a butter sculpture,
that is
though?
That's what I need.
I want a butter sculpture, actually. Oh,
maybe if we do some sort of eating fetish. I don't know. Don't look at me that way. I'm not doing a butter sculpture.
Oh,
okay, anyways. Moving on.
Katie's done with our bullshit.
I am. All right. Submission grappling. What is that?
Grappling?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like wrestling, basically.
Yeah.
It's like hand-to-hand.
Just another term
like,
for it?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. I'm just curious. I didn't look it up. I wrote it down, but forgot to look. What?
I'm just proud of you. That's it.
I didn't for asking you what I didn't look up.
Yeah.
Wrestle cuckolding. Did you come across this?
No.
No.
Okay.
I'm a little confused.
I said I didn't get through all the porns, so.
Oh, I watch all million of them. No, I'm kidding. So this is where.
That's why there's no more time for the blog.
I'm busy doing research, watching all the porn, guys. I love being able to call this "quote unquote" work. I'm working. And he's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm working." He's like, "You're watching porn." I'm like, "Yep,
sure am.
This is work."
Can't do that as a tax write-off for my internet, but whatever.
Not yet.
One day,
hopefully. So wrestle cuck holding is when a couple, I didn't write down
they
the
have a cuck chair in there.
Remember. Right, is there a cuck
no,
chair
no.
Oh.
Well, maybe. I don't know the details exactly that far. But so it's where a couple, two guys, typically, whatever you want to do, two guys, the husband or boyfriend, who have you, and the other guy wrestle. And the thing is, whoever wins gets to fuck the wife.
Nice.
So, obviously, in this scenario, they're hoping that the not husband wins, you know?
What?
Because, well, the whole point of cucking is for the other guy to fuck the wife.
I mean, it depends.
So, it's like, I was wondering if, like, is the husband then not trying as hard during the wrestling match?
Well, I think it depends on how much of a cuckold he is, right?
Right, like, maybe it is a challenge because he doesn't want it to happen.
Right, I mean, it's still...
And he's doing it for her.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Well, right. I feel like, I mean, maybe the other guy's a cuckold, but he just is like, you know, it could be a polyamorous relationship.
Yeah.
A group thing of like, who gets to fuck her tonight?
Right. You could take turns
fight for
on
it.
Who's wrestling and who's mm-hmm. cuckolding. And there's so many avenues to explore with that.
Yeah.
I need a friend in a poly relationship. I want them to start doing that for their, who's going to have sex with my.
Every night. Who is it tonight?
Oh my God. I just don't want to be the... I mean, here's the thing. You're going to be all sweaty after that and stuff.
Well, shower, like, please.
Right.
Well, and then... Unless you're into that. And then, like, Ashley, while you're watching, you can just, like, sit there with your snack stadium watching and, like,
Sounds lovely. That's what I want.
Oh my god.
So, do you guys know about First Wrestling?
Yeah.
You do. Yeah, you do. Do you know about it, Moth?
It's a Minnesota...
I don't think it's only Minnesota.
Oh, maybe not.
I think they travel, but I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know.
There is a Minnesota-based one.
Right.
What is this? Say again.
So, it's called First Wrestling.
Okay.
And it's basically wrestling like the soap opera WWE,
yeah.
But it's more funny.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like, they really make a lot of jokes out of it, and, like, how would you explain it, Ashley?
I haven't been to... Oh, well, I guess I did go to the one at the Mall of America.
Mm-hmm.
There's one at the Mall of America.
They had... After...
They go everywhere around
here. Yeah.
That's awesome.
First have...
Yeah. After, like, so many years, they did one at the Mall of America.
It's just more hilarious. It's more drawn-out, funny jokes, like, with all the soap opera stuff. Mm-hmm. Like... It's hilarious. Like, even if you're not into wrestling, I've heard people that aren't into wrestling and still go and watch it. They're like, oh my god, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I'm trying to think of the guy that keeps his hands in his pockets the whole time he wrestles. What's his name? It's Orange something.
I don't remember their names. There's a lizard guy who looks like a lizard. Has a tail and everything. There's a guy who walks out looking like a lollipop, a blow pop, and then walk around the ring. And then right before he wrestles, he'll stick it in a fan's mouth and give it to them. Like, it's just ridiculous.
The Minnesota one is Midwest All-Star Wrestling.
Mom. Yeah, they travel all around the Midwest. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's my awesome. Cousin helps run that one.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, your cousin. Yeah.
He was a wrestler.
Thanks.
Shout out to Hollywood, or as I like to call him, BJ Hollywood, because that's his initials.
Nice.
He did not like that. He still doesn't like it. I'm never going to let him live it down, though.
That's important.
Now you told the whole world.
He doesn't wrestle anymore, so.
Still, you win.
Yeah. Hollywood BJ.
Hi.
He doesn't listen to this. It's okay.
I know.
Yet.
maybe somebody that knows him listens to it and will tell him.
That's funny.
That I am a shitty cousin? Yeah, probably.
Yeah. It's really funny. They're really interactive with the crowd and like...
Mm-hmm.
You can get right up to the ring watching, like, as a crowd, and it's
our friend went to one, and
they
do it
at Pride every year, too.
He was booing, like, everyone was kind of booing, like, they always do it.
Oh,
like,
yeah, everybody loves booing it.
Yeah, it was, like, a singer or something, and he was booing the guy.
The little guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But he was drunk enough where he, like... Everyone was like, he was like, well, if you have such a problem with me, you get up on stage. And he was like, guys, hold me back. Like, I don't want to get up on stage. Like, I can't do better than him. His wife was literally like, I'm going to the bathroom. You knock this shit off. And everyone was like, man, you're so cool. Everyone was buying him drinks. He just got so trash.
It's very crowd interactive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's they love messing with the crowd. And yeah, it's a good time. You should definitely go.
Yeah.
I think we're going to do the Pride one.
It's free, usually at Pride.
Yeah. We're going to do the, or we're doing the WrestlePalooza one.
Is that at First Avenue?
Yeah.
When is that?
Pre-Pride, so I think it's like Sunday the 24th or something.
Okay.
Or the Saturday, I don't know. June.
I think for the Pride one, it's outside of Uptown. It was last year. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. The 24th, so it's a Saturday.
Well, are we ready to share our avatar app pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone listening, I could not really find like a quiz or activity. I mean, hey, I suggested Jello wrestling, but these two didn't want to.
It's too cold outside.
Not in winter. If you can't hose off, it's not going to happen.
Okay, so I was like totally joking when I suggested that, but I love how they're both down for it. Okay, you two have your pictures up?
Yep.
Yeah, I would like to preface that I didn't realize that there was an option for a female character.
So yours is just very masked daddy?
Very masked
daddy. Oh, yeah, baby. Love it.
I didn't know there were gender options until the end, and then I was like, I already made my avatar, I can't change it now.
It's a pain in the butt to change everything on it.
So. The app glitched on me, so I had to like redo it three times, and then that's why I was like, this app is stupid.
It sucked. I couldn't think of anything else, so all right, Moth, you go first. Oh my god.
So John Cena with a mask.
Sure.
Kinda. And Greek Buzz. He's wearing a white tank top, black shorts.
We can put them all on Instagram too.
Yeah, right, but we're definitely gonna post picture.
Yeah,
but
we I said tats. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is him.
He's the winner. He's got the belt.
Yeah.
Right. Nice.
Was there an option to not have a belt?
Yeah.
There was?
Yeah.
I went through
it. Oh, no, there is, because I didn't have mine. All right. All right. Do you want to go?
Sure. This is mine.
Oh, very nice. Yours is the same lighting situation as mine. Did you know you could change the light?
After
color?
I already messed up. I didn't see that
leggings option. I like it.
Yeah.
Very you. Right. Stuck to the hair color.
Right.
That was the only hair color that I liked out of all of them.
On brand.
Yep.
We have the same top. The top is like a cropped
cutout boobie shirt.
Yeah, there's like a heart cutout by your boobs. But so here's mine. Similar in a skirt, of course. I'm the only one who didn't have a belt, so I'm not a winner, apparently. I just go and lose when I wrestle. Yeah, bright red hair, short skirt, and like thigh highs. Just kind of my typical look, I guess. Look,
so could you guys save this, or did you have to screenshot it?
I had screenshot.
Okay. So there was the little camera in the corner, but it like didn't work.
This app was not that's very much.
So I kept clicking on the little...
change the names?
No!
Yes.
No?
So in the bottom, I'll show you. I named mine Cloud.
But apparently mine's name is Pink.
No, yours is Killer Bee.
What?
Killer
Bee. And mine's Ring Pop.
Killer Boo.
Killer Boo.
But no, you can like change the little thingies at the bottom. There's a little tappy thing. And then you can change the color of the lights. And then I even saw there was an achievement thing for how many days you kept the app on your phone, which I thought was hilarious.
What is that?
Like, you don't actually have to do anything for the achievements, but it's like you kept the app for 2 days.
Like, it sucks so bad. Usually people delete it right away.
Thank you for keeping my app.
Right, exactly.
Oh my God. Or they had to make it an achievement.
Right. I was like laughing my ass off when I found that.
Now I'm just going to keep this app on my phone just so I can get it deleted.
You get like new colors for hair or something like that.
It's really nice. Cool. I'll let you guys know. I'll update you
when they have rainbow hair.
Yep.
Oh my God.
I'll keep an eye out. See if I can get a new fancy belt.
Very nice. That'd be pretty cool.
Yep.
All right.
Good job, Katie. This was a good one.
I tried really hard.
Besides the fact that the app sucked, it was great.
So now do we want to wrestle each other? For real?
You know about that.
I'm joking.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, no.
You want physical activity?
I didn't sign up for that when I joined a podcast.
Right.
You signed up for this podcast.
I signed up for drinking and...
shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans.
That's under the shenanigans.
Sometimes snacks.
Sometimes snacks.
Hey, I told T, shout out to T, so she's a great DJ. If she ever gets a, or she gets one, but like on Groove Cruise, I want her, why can't I think of it? Artist thing.
Name?
No, like her artist.
Logo?
She gets to do an event, artist event. Like, artist-sponsored event. I wanted her to do mashed potato wrestling.
That I would watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I said I'd do it.
I've never heard of that before. That sounds fun.
You would do We're it? In the Midwest. What do you mean you haven't heard of mashed potato wrestling?
I'm not.
Ashley, you're like a special kind of Midwest.
Yeah.
You're like born and raised in this specific part of Midwest.
Stillwater.
Right.
Exactly.
But, like, your family goes back, like, generations.
I mean... I even like lived a few years in the middle of the woods in Wisconsin, and I still didn't hear of anything where they had all the weird bar nights. And
I feel like you would find it. I feel like you'd find it at like Wii Fest. That's a place you'd find mashed potato wrestling.
At what?
Wii Fest? The country music festival in Somerset, or was in Somerset.
Right, that's called Wii Fest.
Wii Fest?
Wii.
Like, well, W-E-E.
I don't remember.
Wii.
I thought it was Rock Fest.
No, there's a Rock Fest. There's a Wii Fest. Different.
That's country. You said country music. Never mind. Okay.
I never said it was going to be, like, a fun event. I'm just saying.
Hey, saying when you drink enough in Wisconsin, it's fun. Which is easy. You're like, I don't know.
Sure.
Depends on your company.
Great.
Who you're with.
My dad goes down to a rally every year down in Iowa, and they have midget wrestling. Wee Man was there two years ago. or 3 years ago before COVID, however many years ago that was.
Wow.
My dad was the tallest person, and he kept like trying to like see.
Wait, your dad's a small person?
No, my dad was there like at the event.
Oh, I thought you.
And he kept pulling up.
When you said my dad was the tallest person, I thought you tallest person one competing. No. I'm like, what is going on?
Haven't you met my dad? My dad's like 6'5", 6'6", no, something
not,
like that.
I've not met your dad.
Ashley's whole family is ridiculously tall.
Except for my mom.
Gotta average it out.
Ash's like, I have to just have to wear tall boots.
I'm pretty tall.
Ashley, I'm like, I don't know.
I'm 5'10".
You are?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I'm 5'5". I always feel like we're the same height.
No. We, no.
I'm 5'3".
You mean you're always like looking down at me?
I know. That's
my cutest angle is when you're up here and looking.
Ashley, why don't you give me more forehead kisses?
Because I just assumed you didn't like them because you don't like nose boops.
Right, you're not a booper.
Different than boops. Kisses on the forehead are amazing. That's fine.
Okay, well, now I have to give her forehead kisses.
Especially while you're wearing your tall boots.
Oh my god.
When I'm Dommy Mommy?
Yes.
10 out of 10.
All right. Does anybody have a favorite wrestler?
Oh god, what's his name?
Mine is, I like Alexa Bliss or Bianca Belair.
That's fair.
I love Bianca's like super long ponytail. It's amazing. It's like down to like almost her ankles. Like it's amazing.
I want.
Alexa Bliss is just adorable.
I just never remember names. Oops, hold on. I can find him by just typing an emo wrestler.
Emo? Not surprised.
Jade. Or Paige.
Paige?
Paige.
Oh, that was the goth girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that who you're looking for?
No, it's a boy.
Oh.
I like Paige. Paige.
I do like Paige.
Good.
Apparently, I cannot just type in AEW emo wrestler because he does not pop up.
I'm sure there's a lot of them.
There is actually a lot of them.
Yeah. So
the Toy Box guy was also one of my favorites.
Toy Box guy.
He was crazy. He ended up like his whole thing is he like left because he went to a psych ward.
Wow.
Like that was his storyline?
Yep.
Or in real life?
I mean, that was a storyline.
Made it the storyline?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they always do have to, like, line their lives with their wrestling storyline.
Orange Cassidy is the one that keeps his hands in his pockets.
Oh, for the first wrestling?
Right.
He does all elite, but... Darby Allin.
Let me see
a
picture.
Look at this cute little baby. Nope. Okay, fine.
Just zoom in.
All right, show us the picture.
Oh,
yeah.
Where'd it go?
Ah! Ashley!
Okay, well, he's that one.
Look at him.
Look at my little... He brings a skateboard out.
He has half face makeup, like only half.
A skateboard?
Yeah, and he like beats the shit out of people.
Right.
Yeah, there's very obvious reasons.
I love all their like shticks that they do. They each have their own thing.
But he's my favorite. Always will be.
Very cool. All right, should we... Moth, it's your turn to pick the next subject.
Yeah.
You want to tell us what we're doing?
I do. Let me pull it up here. It's a little bit... I'm going to pronounce it the best I can.
Oh, boy.
In case you guys were curious on what Colin's favorite is MJF.
Is he wearing a leopard print jacket?
No, that's his...
His
belt.
That's his belt. And then he wears a Burberry scarf.
I'm not surprised. Colin is known for his scarves.
Colin had that scarf until he lost it in Miami.
I'm sure he has more.
Not that one. But yeah, this is like very much so. If Colin ever went pro.
That is very Colin. The picture is obviously a wrestler dude, no shirt, shorts on, and a... Burberry-looking scarf.
Colin had that exact scarf.
I've probably seen it before, yes.
Right.
All right, Moth, okay. What's our next one?
Okay, so, Actirasty.
Act of what?
Act-nasty?
Yes, basically. Actirasty is the sexual arousal caused by sunshine or sun rays. It's winter here.
Okay. Whatever I can get. We need some sun rays.
Oh. Moth, you're my sunshine.
Oh. Gross.
There's going to be so many puns with this one. I'm excited. Oh. Oh, you're God. Like, what did I do?
Right. We take it back. We don't want this one anymore.
Oh, I can think of so many already. I'm excited. Okay. Sorry, guys. All right. I think that's it. Follow us on social media, please. Kinks and Cocktails, most places. Except for Twitter, it's kinks_cocktails. You can submit your kink confessions anonymously. No what?
I said I had no idea that our Twitter. Yeah.
Was kinks just... and Cocktails was too long for Twitter, so I had to like shorten it somehow. Yeah.
Twitter does that.
Yep. I figured it out. Yeah, submit your kink confessions. It'll be totally anonymous. We won't know your screen name or anything. It's pinned to the top of most of our social media. It's also found on our
beacons.
Yeah. And also our Reddit.
Reddit.
Subreddit.
Subreddit.
Ash, I don't know how Reddit works. YouTube.
It's a subreddit.
It's a subreddit on Reddit called Kinks and Cocktails.
Stop sending me weird things, please.
No, we want all the
No, I don't want your spam.
DMs. We don't want your DMs. We want you to post it anonymously either on our confession form.
Fill out the form.
Or, on our subreddit r/kinksandcocktails. Feel free to post whatever you want on there and we'll take a look at it.
Yeah, and if we choose it, we pick, I don't know, five or so like confessions to do every bonus episode where we read them and talk about them. Just short little bonus episodes for you guys. Those will be coming out soon. We're still recording them. I think that's it. Anybody else?
Sounds perfect.
Glad you're back.
Glad you're back.
Glad to be back.
Please never leave us again.
Don't. We are a throuple now. Solid throuple. We cannot work without you, Moth. All right, we're signing off. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.